WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, just last month, five babies needed the help of the neonatal abstinence syndrome program at Children's Specialized Hospital in New Brunswick. It helps children overcome the serious health effects of having an addicted mother while in the womb.
We have an ongoing assessment where every 4 to 8 hours we're scoring the child for symptoms of withdrawal, and we're adjusting our medication regimen based on that.
From 08 to 2016, cases of neonatal abstinence syndrome in Jersey doubled to 685. There's more on the story at nj1015.com. Scotch Plains Fanwood High School's been defaced with racist and anti-Semitic graffiti discovered over the weekend. It included a swastika, racial slurs, and hateful language about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Officials removed the images Saturday morning. Authorities are investigating. The Miss America organization is striking back against state pageant groups who revolted against the national leadership in the run-up to this year's swimsuit-less competition. The national group has sent letters to its state organizations revoking the charters of five, threatening 15 or more with probation, and thanking others who stood by the pageant's leadership. Hurricane Michael heading toward Florida and the Florida Panhandle, the Category 1 storm could be devastating for the Sunshine State, according to Governor Rick Scott. The storm is expected to move into the Gulf. Alabama has already declared a state of emergency. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we profile some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. Summit Schools are trying out a new fall fundraiser for their performing arts programs this month with a German theme and open bar.
That would, of course, suggest that Sparktoberfest is an event geared toward adults, likely parents of the kids in the district. By the way, Spark stands for the Summit Performing Arts Resource Committee, which began in 1996. President Gloria Ron Fornes says donations can be as specific as you want.
To give the opportunity to people to not have the pressure of saying, well, I got to kind of donate or I got to do this, but hey, I'm interested in that. I want to support that piece of the cause.
Sparktoberfest will be at the Grand Summit Hotel on Saturday night, October 20th. It's one of several yearly fundraisers, Spark Headlines, joining a pancake breakfast and a murder mystery. Spark's mission is to not only recognize those on stage, but those behind the scenes and in non-theater groups as well. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And if you have more good news about New Jersey, let us know at nj1015.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.